Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
G'day legends, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Today's Ned's episode for this week. We've got Magic Round coming next week, so we'll have a bit of magic theme to that one, a bit of Harry Potter maybe. Kat said she might wear a wand and a cape or something like that, so I look forward to seeing that next week.
I don't remember saying any of that.
She definitely said it, just take my word for it. But this week, sort of in a bit of a twilight zone here between we had Smokies last week, Magic Round. So I thought I would just go through, and I thought it would be really good to do this as the season goes forward. We've had 9 weeks done. It's a 27-week competition. 9 times 3 for those playing at home equals 27. So we're a third of the way through the competition, you could say. So I thought, why not go through and have a look at who are the contenders and who are the pretenders in this competition. Now, I tried to divide the comp into those two categories, pretenders and contenders. Contenders are teams that I genuinely think can win a premiership. Not, oh, if everything goes their way and this falls their way and this and this and this bullshit. It has to be teams that I think can win a premiership this year and are a serious sniff. Pretenders are the teams that I just, if I have to make a case for them winning a comp, there's just too many caveats to it to make it work. So I've got those two, and then I've got an in-between category. And the in-between category, I've got 4 teams in there, which I'm going to touch on. And I'll be honest with you, one of them, I actually don't think they deserve to be an in-between team, but it is an interesting conversation. So I'm going to start with the pretenders, first of all. My pretenders in 2024, as it stands at the end of round 9, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, they are a mile off the boil where they need to be. I just can't possibly see them recovering this season with interim coaches and the injuries they have. I can't possibly see it. I can't see them making the top 8 from where they are. So winning a comp just seems mission impossible. The Gold Coast Titans without Tino, I do not think that they are capable of making a run from this point. I don't think they're ready to play finals footy at the moment. So I can't put the Titans in there as contenders. Dragons, they've shown a little bit here and there, but I'm still not sure if they play top 8 footy, and even if they do play top 8 footy, I do not give them a sniff to beat those top sides come the big dance and the bright lights. We saw them take on the Roosters last week. They had 60 points on them, so no thank you. If you're defending badly enough to be conceding 60 points, you ain't winning a comp this year. The West Tigers, still too many things to work out there. I really like the way they're building. I think they'll be a proper side next year, but right now I just can't see it. Take, for example, over the last 3 weeks, they've had 3 different lock forwards. They're still working out a number of things. Aiden Caesar out for a few weeks now. There's just too much going at the Tigers for me to put them in that category. The Parramatta Eels, I've also got them here. The Moses injury, the Gutho injury, they seem to have lost a little bit of their identity over the last few weeks. I think at the back end of the season when they get everyone back, I think that they could make a little run, but I just, with Moses out for this long, I just can't see them playing finals footy. So I have to put the Eels into the pretenders category. The Newcastle Knights without KP, they are tough. They are resilient. They've shown that over the last 2 weeks. I think they're going to be a real pain in the ass to play over the next few months, but I do not think they can win a competition this year. I think they can make the finals. I think that they can make that work. But I just think without KP for this extended period, I just don't think they're able to get it done. They came into the finals last year, a 10-game winning streak. They were absolutely high-flying and in finals really weren't able to fire a shot against those top sides. So I have to put the Knights in there. The Canterbury Bulldogs, They have really impressed me over the last few weeks, and I love the direction that they are heading in at the moment. There are so many positives, but I still think they are a little bit away from being a proper contender in this competition. I think they're a contender to play finals footy. I genuinely do. We'll learn a lot about them this weekend, taking on the Penny Panthers at the Panthers' home ground. But I just don't think I can put the Canterbury Bulldogs in that category. I would fucking love to, but I just can't at the moment. That's the reality of it. The Canberra Raiders missing Jamal Fogarty for 10 weeks. I don't think they were ever premiership contenders, true premiership contenders. I think they're tough and resilient, and they're a little bit like Newcastle. They're going to be painful to play. They're going to beat a lot of good sides this year, but I do not believe they are premiership contenders with the squad they have, and nor should they be with all the young guys they're trying to bring through. So those teams are my pretenders as it stands right now. The South Sydney Rabbitohs, the Gold Coast Titans, the Dragons, the Tigers, the Eels, the Knights, the Bulldogs, and the Raiders. Now, I've got four teams that are in between teams, and it's pretty clear to me the order that they go in. I'm going to start from the bottom. The team that is probably the luckiest to be in my in-between category is the North Queensland Cowboys. Now, in attack, I think they're on their day, I think they are one of the best attacking sides in this competition. I think they can give it a real shake. Defensively, though, they are legitimately one of the absolute worst. Now, we have seen this side 2 years ago, got their defense sorted, was very good, and they were genuine premiership contenders. We're not seeing any signs of that right now, and I'm not sure if you can change that mid-season. Todd Payton's going to have to do something pretty special. The only reason why I've got the Cowboys in my in-between category is that I think that on their day, if they were to play a good month of footy come finals time, being the best attacking side in this competition, I think that they could give it a little bit of a shake, but they are at the absolute very bottom of my in-between category, and they'd be at the top of my pretenders category simply because defensively they are just not up to it, and the more I talk about it, the less I like having them in my in-between category, but they're at the very bottom. The next three teams, I think they deserve to be in the in-between category 100%. We just need to see them tick a few more boxes before I'm happy to declare them as premiership contenders. The first one, the New Zealand Warriors. Now, they've lost, I think, three or four games in a row. They're going pretty poorly at the moment, but I do think, and I said it from the start of the season, I said in the preseason, I think they're pretenders, I don't like it. Then I saw their footy when they came out. They weren't getting them the results, but the brand of footy they were playing was very, very impressive, and I thought, you know what? Maybe this team can give this competition a shake. They convinced me since then. They haven't won a game. They have been disappointing. They have been very one-dimensional, but I think they are a well-coached footy side that I think has a lot of upside. I think during the origin period, they should pick up a lot of wins, not going to lose anyone. Mitchy Barnett, maybe, but probably unlikely. I think the Warriors are in a good spot over Origin to really launch a very good finals assault here. I just need to see them start to compete and beat some of these absolute top shelf sides. But at the moment, in their form slump, I couldn't put them in the contenders category right now. So they're in the between one. They're definitely not pretenders for me. I think they are in the in-between category. The other team I've got in there is the Manly Seagulls. I personally think this team is the best pretender side in this competition. I do not believe that they can compete with the top five sides on the biggest stages when the bright lights are on them come September. I'm happy to be proven wrong. I know they beat the Penrith Panthers a few weeks ago, but there was a little bit in that between injuries and some referee decisions and that sort of stuff. Manly played incredibly well. But, I mean, since then, you know, they obviously had, you know, that game against the Titans where they conceded almost 40 points. They still won, but they conceded 34 points or something outrageous like that. They then played the Canberra Raiders on the weekend. They had that game done and dusted. They let the Raiders sneak back into it at home without a halfback. There's just a lot of things about the Manly Seagulls that say pretenders to me. I think they are the best pretenders in the competition, to be fair. I don't have them in the contenders category at the moment, but we'll see what happens with the Manly Seagulls. If they all stay fit and they get to finals footy, you can't rule out a team with Gerbo, Turbo, and DCE. There's no denying that, but I need to see more out of this side. The other side in the in-between category for me are the Dolphins. They're tough. They're resilient. They play as a team. They just do what is best for the Dolphins week in, week out. They've had mass injuries. I think Hamiso, Flegler, Herbie are their three best players. They've been without them the last 3 or 4 weeks, and they've played incredibly well. They get Hamiso back next week. They get Herbie back this week. Isaiah Katoa is playing lights out footy. Cody Nikorima killing it. Jermaine Asako, Jack Bostock, all these guys are on absolute fire. They've got an aging pack. They've got a pack that I look at them on paper and go, well, they can't compete with the best sides. But They seem to do it week in, week out. I don't have them in that top shelf category of teams that I think can win a premiership, but I don't think it's fair to put them in the pretenders. I think that potentially as this season moves forward, it's Wayne Bennett's last year there, Jesse Bromwich retiring. I think that they are going to get momentum later as the season goes. So I've got them in the in-between category. I think they're arguably one of the most consistent teams in this competition. You take out round one where they got blown off the park. Outside of that, they've been one of the more consistent sides. So the Dolphins, I got them at the top of the in-between category, but they're not quite in my premiership contenders. That leaves me with five more teams. Let me make sure I got 17 there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 teams. Good. That would have caused absolute chaos live on camera. My five contenders. The Cronulla Sharks, they have played incredibly good footy this year. Take out that one game against the West Tigers where they just completely shit the bed. They've been great outside of that. I do have question marks around their halves moving forward, whether they just let Nico take full control of this side, leave Trindle out of it. There's no doubt whatsoever. Nico plays his best footy without Trindle. That was very evident from the All-Stars game from day one. But are they going to be able to beat these absolute top-shelf sides if they are so Nico Hines eccentric? I think that it then makes it a little bit easier for good defensive sides to handle the Sharkies. I think it's good to have a two-prong halves attack like you get with Trindle, but that's going to take time, but maybe Trindle's made his own bed. But the Sharkies, I still think with their forward pack, their outside backs are some of the best in the competition. They're great coming out of their own end. They've got a superstar at seven. They've got a gun forward pack. I mean, what more could you really want? They've got a great hooker, solid fullback. They tick all the boxes, the Cronulla Sharks, so you have to have them up there. The Melbourne Storm. I mentioned before that the Dolphins, one of the most consistent sides. I think arguably the Storm are the most consistent side. They've lost Pappy for a little bit. Munster's been under an injury cloud. Jerome Hughes has missed footy and will continue to miss footy. Gives a fuck. They play great every single week. The big thing about the Melbourne Storm is that they never beat themselves. And when you get to September, they've got a lot of players that have played in big games and have won big moments, whether it be Hughesy, Munster, Grant, these sort of guys. So I genuinely think the Melbourne Storm are premiership contenders this year. I think they can win a comp. I probably don't have them as my premiership favourites. And on their day, I think the next three teams that I'm going to talk about can beat the Melbourne Storm. But the beauty of the Melbourne Storm is, once again, they are not going to beat themselves. So they have to be absolute top contenders. And if Munster's the best 5'8 in those 4 weeks in September, Hughesy's the best halfback, Grant's the best nine, Pappy's the best one, they're near impossible to beat. Their forward pack, they are standing and they are delivering. Eli Katoa, he's playing great footy. They're getting the best out of Sean Bloor at the moment as well, which I think has really changed this footy side. And the other guys are doing well, whether it be Nass, King, Trent Lira, all these guys, they're just doing their fucking job, which is all they need to do when you've got a spine like the Melbourne Storm. The next side, the Sydney Roosters. Up and down, inconsistent. Sure, when they put it all together and they are at their absolute best, they are such a good footy side. You look at their bench this week, it's one of the best benches I've ever seen. It is incredible. Spencer Lenu returns this week. He'll add another dimension to this side. Terrell May's exploding. They're going to have Origin where Lindsay Collins is going to go. Probably Angus is going to go. It's the other big one, Angus Crichton, back to his absolute best footy. He is killing it. That's a huge plus for this side. I think Victor Radley's playing his best footy this year. Connor Watson's playing his best footy this year. They've got to gel these two halves, which is probably the biggest obstacle that they need to overcome. But I think you even heard Luke Keary say the other day, this team is at its best when Sam Walker is the main guy and he is dominating. So I think the Roosters are starting to get an understanding now for what their team has to look like and how they have to play their footy. So the Roosters, they are contenders for me. They equally could shit the bed and miss the eight, but they are a team that I think can win a premiership this year. I genuinely believe that. Whether they do or not, God knows, but they are a team that can win this premiership. The Brisbane Broncos, the other side. Now, people are going to write off the Broncos because they're going to be without Adam Reynolds. Adam reckons that he's going to return in round 22, round 23. That'll give them a month of football from the point that he returns to get themselves ready for finals. They've got one of the best forward packs in the competition. Outside backs are sensational. They've got Reece Walsh at fullback, Paddy Carrigan at lock, Payne Haas in the front row, arguably the three best in their positions in the game, and Adam Reynolds, the experienced head there who will just direct traffic, and they'll need him when the big moments come. Went all the way to the grand final last year. They make errors. They concede penalties. They do things that make you want to pull your hair out, but they also have one of the best attacking arsenals in this competition. You cannot rule out the Brisbane Broncos. I think between Josh Rogers and Jock Madden, they can get through the next 3 or 4 months without Adam Reynolds, keep their head above water, and then be ready come September to really launch an assault on this final series. I imagine they'll probably have home games up there in Brisbane as well, whether they're top four or in the bottom four of the top eight, I'm not too sure yet, but they will be there. And once they get Adam Reynolds back overnight, they become premiership contenders once again. They've just got to keep their head above water for now, which I believe they will. Brings us to our last side, obviously the Penrith Panthers. I don't care really what happens over the last 9 weeks and in the next 15 weeks. The Penrith Panthers, they will peak when it matters. This is a team coming into finals with arguably more to play for than they ever have before. They are losing Jerome Luai and now they're losing James Fisher-Harris. Jerome Luai, he has been, you know, a cultural icon there at the Penrith Panthers for the last few years. He means so much to this club. And I know, especially Nath Cleary, he'll be very, very keen to send Jerome Luai off a winner. James Fisher-Harris, he's been the unsung hero for a long time. And I know we rap him a lot and whatnot, but I still think he is underappreciated the role that he plays. And I think people will start to realise how important he is when he leaves the Panthers and what he adds to the New Zealand Warriors. Obviously, they're playing for a fourth premiership in a row. That'd, you know, put them on top of the Parramatta Eels from the 1980s for me. That would pretty much cement them as the greatest team in the modern era. If you're a bit iffy about it, it would cement them. I won't hear any arguments about it. And it would put them in as one of the greatest teams of all time. You can have that argument every day of the week, whatever you want to do. But there's a lot to play for here for the Penrith Panthers. I personally think they're going to get to finals and they just know what to do. And they're the only team that I am 100% confident that they have got that extra 20% that they can go to come September, and you know they will. So the Penrith Panthers, they are still my premiership favourites. I've said it from the start. I think that they will win their fourth premiership in a row, and I think they're going to be very, very hard to beat on grand final day. I believe they'll be there. I think it's only really mass injuries standing in their way. I think they are the best team in this competition. They are the best defensive team in this competition, which is what matters the absolute most at the end of the day. It's why they can.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Lose arguably the greatest player in rugby league right now and still win games, because defensively they are a fantastic footy side, and that's what decides games when it comes to September footy. The Panthers, they are my top contenders right now, along with Brisbane, Roosters, the Melbourne Storm, and the Cronulla Sharks.
You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.